This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 134 for Thursday, November 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally as gains in outside markets provided support. Canola up $11 to $15, the January contract up $11.90 at $659.50 per ton. Malaysian palm oil hit fresh contract highs, while Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were also stronger. IDEA's Canada's canola production was likely well below the official 19 million ton estimate, were also supportive, with exporters thought to be front-loading their purchases. However, fears over possible Chinese tariffs on Canadian canola did remain a bearish influence in the background. Chart resistance also held to the upside, with speculative selling coming forward as prices moved higher. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, while corn was mixed and wheat down. Soybeans strengthening, with world vegetable oil markets climbing to their highest levels of the past month. January beans up 22 cents at 10.26 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 2 million tons came in at the high end of trade expectations. Weekly soy oil sales were also solid, hitting their largest weekly total in 12 years at 114,000 tons. While policies proposed by Donald Trump could lead to a trade war with China and cut into U.S. soybean exports, any dispute is unlikely to influence the nearby market, and buyers are thought to be increasing their purchases now ahead of Trump's inauguration in January. The USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates will be released tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Corn moved higher in sympathy with soybeans, but losses in wheat tempered the upside, keeping the corn market within a few cents of unchanged. December up a penny at the final bell at 4.27 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales did top trade guesses at about 2.8 million tons, with an additional flash sale of 120,000 tons to unknown destinations also reported. Wheat was weaker, with improving moisture conditions across the U.S. plains and more precipitation in the forecasts behind some of the selling. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in December at 6.02.5 per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in the December contract at 5.69 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 2 cents at 5.71 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 375,000 tons were in line with trade guesses. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.